But right now, we just did the big segment on hazing at 8:15, and we thought we would bring an expert in that department here into the program, to our studio. We welcome our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he's authored or co-authored more than 4,000 books. Good morning, Dr.
Good
Maxwell.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Let me sip of my morning coffee before we start.
Fix up.
Always got to get that coffee down. Oh, are you okay?
Uh-oh.
Are you okay?
What's he doing?
What are you doing? What's
gargling?
Happening? Oh, you've choked on the coffee.
I just spit in that swallow there.
Oh, my gosh. All that
so
for that
silly.
Line.
Are you okay?
I think I'm fine now, Craig.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we wanted to
that
have you
exciting.
In to talk about the psychology of hazing and being hazed.
Yes, thank you so much, Craig. Hazing is a huge issue in college.
A what?
A huge issue in college.
Huge?
Yes.
Starting to say huge.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, you fool. Yes, yes, especially in sports.
Yes.
Yes, in fact, when I was on the college football team,
you played college football.
Oh, yes.
For
yes,
who?
Indeed. State Tech. It was
State Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was the triple backup punter's understudy.
Wow, you were deep on the depth chart.
Backup punter.
But that's not the point.
Right.
No, I wasn't the backup punter. I was trying to make backup punter.
Okay.
I was the triple backup understudy. Punter's
okay.
understudy.
I didn't know they had mm-hmm. understudies, especially
yes.
for backups.
But anyway, right. Would you please listen to
okay,
my story?
Okay, I'm listening.
I experienced some very serious hazing that really changed my life.
Hmm.
One day after practice, four big, burly, masculine men from the team chased me down and pinned me to the floor in the locker room and stripped off my clothes and called me bitch.
That's terrible.
Wow, that's awful.
Yes. Now, they did this at my request, but still, it stayed with
request?
Me because it was so kind of them to comply with what I had asked
hazing.
Of them.
Well, okay.
Then after that, I walked outside and I had a cup of coffee and another player hit it out of my hand. So
terrible.
That's the hazing part of the story.
Oh, okay.
That's the hazing part.
Right, right. I was just giving context.
Jeez.
Right. But there was other non-consensual hazing that happened in my life. One time, I was first to drink an entire bottle of vodka.
Mm.
And I woke up the next afternoon in some strange man's bed.
Huh.
So, obviously, they had waited till I passed out and then moved my body to some random guy's apartment. And oddly enough, the man was very attractive and shared a lot of my interests, but that is beside the point.
Do you just think that's
this
random?
It's hazing that they did this, that they moved me after I passed out.
I don't know that I can qualify that or as
another
hazing, but
another time, they led me to the roof of a building, tied some rope to an anvil and my penis, and then threw the anvil off the roof.
Awful.
Oh,
awful.
Like
I had
old
to
school.
Have my penis reattached.
Oh, it was. It actually yanked it off.
It yanked it off. Yes. It jerked it right off, and it would land it on the ground, and I had them reattach it, and they went bigger. Let's just say that happened.
Well, we don't need
yes.
to know that.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
quite
cares,
traumatic.
But
though.
See, that's
that.
The thing, is that this was going on at colleges everywhere. Mm. Everywhere. Not just at State Tech.
Everywhere.
What?
You said that weird.
I said everywhere.
Yes, okay. I heard you say, I think you said everywhere. And I'm like, no, the word is everywhere.
I was quite tickled by that.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Why? Yes.
I don't know.
It's time we put an end to hazing. And as a sports psychologist, I will tell you this. I obviously cannot violate the HIPAA laws. But I have spoken to many Dallas Cowboys,
uh-oh.
As well as NFLers who play for a team here in this city.
Okay.
And I will tell you that most of them have traumatic experiences associated with college hazing.
Most?
Yes. And in a lot of cases, they say that that is the thing that is the defining thing that happened in their life was the hazing they experienced in college. Wow. And it propelled them that they were so traumatized by it that they later had to go to the NFL to prove that they were real men.
Wow. Man. It drove them to success.
Yes. It drove them to success in order to get back at their tormentors.
Wow.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, I've co-authored several books, believe it or
not. Oh, he's brought some books.
As always.
With some famous athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, but Dakota Prescott is really hot right now.
I don't know if he's hot.
His name is hot to a lot that goes on.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And I've written a book with Dak Prescott. It's actually, I just basically transcribed what he told me. It's called My Brain is So Filled with Crap I Can't Run Straight.
That would lend itself to my theory that I have about Dak.
And here's another one. This is great. This is called Boring as All Get Out, The Story of the Cowboys Offense by Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan. It's a co-written book.
That's odd they would call their book that.
Yes,
that.
Boring as All Get Out. Forward by Garrison Keillor. So if you're an NPR fan, maybe you'll enjoy that. And this is a great one. This is a little short. This is more of a pamphlet, really. A pamphlet. I'm saying something clearly and you can't understand why.
I'm sorry.
This is called Boring as... Oh, I've already said that one. This is called I Told You This Would Happen Without Me, An Open Letter to the Dallas Cowboys from Dez Bryant.
Oh, already out. Yeah, okay.
It's really kind of difficult to read, but it says here, and it's forwarded by Dallas Bryant.
Oh, whoa. Yes. Interesting. I'm interested in that.
Yes, indeed. And then this is another book here. It says, let me see if I have this here. It says, looked like I retired at the right time, a gloating tome by Tony Romo. It's the first in a series that he's got here.
Oh, a series?
Yes, huh. He's coming out with a series. And then for those who are not into football.
Gosh.
This is about another sport. It's called Hey, We're Still Playing Actual Games Over Here by Jeff Bannister. Subtitled The Incredible Story of a Forgettable Ranger Season.
Yes, we kind of have forgotten
with
about them.
With illustrations by Chitty Davis.
Chitty Davis. You've worked with him a lot.
Oh, yes, he does a lot of the illustration work. In
Dr. Maxwell. I have a question for you.
Yes?
Have you taken a new male lover for the fall?
Man, what are you doing?
Nothing wrong with it these days, bitch!
Well, that's as close as he's ever come to. Come
to Pat again, once again.
I hate that I upset him.
I know, it's terrible every time.